It's 9:23 on Classical Mornings. I'm your host, Jean Stillwell, on the new Classical FM. For the 2026 Ashkenaz Festival, the Basheva Singers returned to Toronto after appearing at Ashkenaz 2018. They performed Thursday, September 3rd at 8:30 p.m. at Lulo Lounge, sharing a double bill with Argentine-born singer Alejandro Jana, a program Ashkenaz describes as showcasing contemporary Yiddish music from the Southern Hemisphere. The Basheva Singers are a Melbourne-based family trio, bringing a contemporary Australian voice to Yiddish folk music. The group consists of siblings Evie and Husky Gawenda and their cousin Gideon Price, and they join us this morning to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
How are you all this morning?
We're feeling great.
Wonderful.
Good. We're happy to be here.
We're happy to have you. So when did you arrive in Toronto?
2 days ago.
How's jet lag?
Well, it's okay because we went to Montreal first.
So okay.
We got over the jet lag there.
So you rehearsed there to come to Toronto.
We actually played a show. Running. We played a show there.
Oh, marvelous.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Of course you did. Okay, so let me start with the first question. You come from a family with deep connections to Yiddish language and culture. What role did Yiddish music play in your lives growing up? Evie, you want to respond to that? Or fellas?
Yeah, sure. We grew up with grandparents and parents who spoke Yiddish.
Mm.
So family dinners and all sorts of all our childhoods were kind of, you know, half Yiddish, half English.
Oh, really? Okay.
And many of the first songs we learned were Yiddish songs. It was our early education as musicians and singers.
Mm-hmm.
Yiddish is really, it was our childhood.
Mm.
So how old were you when you decided to form this trio, Gideon?
So the trio started to form in around 2014.
Mm-hmm.
We had a friend who was programming a festival in sort of like the northern part of Australia, and he had heard us singing at parties and get-togethers and that kind of thing. And he asked if we would come and perform, and it was at that point that we made the band a band. Until mm-hmm. then, we were just, you know, hanging out and singing Yiddish songs together. And then we went on to make our first record in 2015, and that takes us to here now.
How many? Five.
Oh, really? Five? I was just kidding.
Yeah.
You jumped the gun. You're psychic or something.
I am.
Thank you for doing that. So why the name Basheva Singers? I assume there's a nod to Isaac Bashevis?
That's right, yeah. He was, he's one of the great Yiddish writers.
Right.
Won a Nobel Prize for Literature in Yiddish, the only writer who has in the Yiddish language.
Mm.
And he has a conveniently appropriate surname.
Uh-huh.
So we stole it.
Okay, well, then there's a good reason to call yourself Basheva Singers.
He's one of our heroes.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Sure. So you're not simply performing traditional Yiddish songs. You're also creating new music in Yiddish. And why is it important to you that Yiddish remain a language of contemporary creativity, and also tie that in with the fact that each of you have a very special skill set that you bring to your group? Who wants to start with that?
Yeah, so our latest album is based on the poems of Avrom Sutzkevel, who is the greatest Yiddish poet. And so we took his beautiful poems, which are kind of, we call him something like the Yiddish Wordsworth.
Okay.
They're beautiful, mystical nature poems. And we've created an album out of those poems, and I guess the idea is, you know, we love singing the old classic Yiddish folk songs, but for a language to really live and breathe, we feel that you need to create in that language.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important for us that it's not just a historical project, it's a project that breathes life into the language. The language is very alive for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we love the language, and it lives for us. And so we're writers and creators.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to create in that language.
And what do you do, Husky?
So I sing and play guitar. Okay. And I'm one of the writers.
Uh-huh.
of the music.
So, and Gideon?
Yes, sing and play piano, and also one of the writers. And we make our records ourselves, so we do all of the kind
wonderful.
Of the production side, the arranging side, the recording, the performing, all of that sort
and
of
that
thing.
Really requires that really requires a skill set on its own, doesn't it?
yeah, it is its own skill, certainly. Yeah, so we're kind of we're an in-house production team. Yeah.
And what about you, Evie?
I'm a singer, and I've been singing with these guys forever. Mm-hmm. But I'm also a teacher and a theatre director, so I do other things as well. I've been singing in Yiddish since I was a little child.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like my heart project, my favourite thing to do in the world.
Do you rehearse in Yiddish? Do you converse in Yiddish?
Yeah, we do. We definitely do.
I bet it makes a huge difference.
It's amazing. Yeah,
it's and also our Yiddish. Good.
Sorry. I was going to say our Yiddish has even gotten much better over the years because we learnt Yiddish at school as well, and we spoke it at home,
mm-hmm.
and now we've come back to it again, and we've been speaking it for the last 10 years mm-hmm. and learning in it, reading, so yeah.
Do you ever get a sense that you want to make this current? You don't want to just take things from the past and keep them with that melody necessarily, but you want to say something that is new and that's highly relevant.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I think like Husky was saying, we're trying to breathe new life into the language. It's a language that isn't spoken all that much. So there is a challenge there for the language to grow in the future. And not that many people have access to the language. Yeah. It's not a language that's spoken all that much. So I think in part there's a responsibility for us. We love the language. We love making music. And so I think we see it as our task to keep the language relevant. And if it's only a relic of the past, I think it's hard to do that.
Mm-hmm. And Evie, I understand that your grandparents are Holocaust survivors. Now, if I could just ask how that impacts you and you and what you feel now.
Well, actually, yeah, they are. My bubba on my mum's side survived Auschwitz. We were just talking yesterday about the fact that when we're up on stage and when we're rehearsing these songs, even the new contemporary songs, that we feel like they're with us, you know, our grandparents are with us, and we have lots of, I have this really emotional response sometimes to singing Yiddish because, like, that was, you know, who she was, you know, who she lived her life in Yiddish, and she sang Yiddish to us when we were little, and mm. we imagine that they're kind of still here with us, mm. listening to us, and how proud that'd be that we are speaking Yiddish, singing Yiddish, creating new music in Yiddish. We've actually, my dad has written some contemporary like Yiddish poetry, and Husky wrote music to that poetry, and that's on one of our albums as well. So we've made some new Yiddish music as well.
And, wonderful.
Yeah.
And speaking of making Yiddish music, you're about to make Yiddish music right now. So what is it that you're going to perform?
Yeah, this one's called Rozhinkes mit Mandlen. Raisins and Almonds. It's an old Yiddish folk song, and it's one that our mum and our aunties and grandparents used to sing to us when we were little.
Oh, fabulous. Please go ahead.
Es wird kommen a Zeit von Eisen Pannen, sie werden verfleizen a halbe Welt. Eisene Wecken wirst du euch spannen und wirst in dem euch verdienen viel Geld. Ai, lu, lu, lu. Und als du wirst werden reich idele, soll sich der Monen in dem idele. Rozhinkes mit Mandeln, das wird sein dein Beruf. Jedele wird aushandeln. Schloss
And did you bring another half hour of music that we can hear?
Of course.
I'm just getting started here with my heart.
Oh, thank you.
That was so beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it. And have a lot of fun tomorrow night and a wonderful experience.
Thank you so much for
having us.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with the Basheva Singers. They're going to appear tomorrow night at the Lula Lounge at 8:30. And you can get tickets by going to ashkenaz.ca. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.